For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Nathan Tollier. These are evening headlines for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. Governor Brad Little signed a bill into law today that will help rural Idaho get better internet connection. The bill will put $45 million to internet connectivity for rural areas of Idaho that have typically been underserved. The bill will use Governor Little's Building Idaho's Future Plan, a group of strategic bills designed to make investments into critical state priorities. The governor says with the pandemic, the internet has become a more valuable asset for people around the world to continue work and schooling. With this comes a demand for a more sure and consistent internet connection, especially in Idaho's most rural communities. A 47-year-old Utah woman who disappeared in November was found alive in the Spanish Fork Canyon. KSL News reports the woman was found living in a tent, according to the Utah County Sheriff's Office. The tent was discovered after sergeants who were searching for her had to go retrieve a drone that had crashed. The woman had lost weight and looked weak. Deputies believed she chose to stay in the area. She told health officials that she foraged for grass and moss to subsist, and she used the local river as her water source. The woman's resourcefulness is the reason she survived, and with the difficult winter, the Utah County Sheriff's Office is impressed with her. She was taken to a hospital, and there were no visible physical injuries besides being underweight and weak. The main concern right now is the woman's mental health. The sheriff's office says she did nothing wrong and may choose to return to her tent. The Greater Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce has announced that Governor Brad Little is going to be the Grand Marshal for this year's Independence Day Parade. The theme for this year's parade is Liberty on Parade, and it is sponsored by the Blue Cross of Idaho. This parade is the largest Independence Day parade in the state of Idaho, and it will take place on Saturday, July 3rd, beginning at 9 a.m. As the Grand Marshal, Governor Little will lead more than 120 marching groups down 4th Street in Idaho Falls. This parade is just the kickoff to a full day of events for the community to enjoy. The Chamber expects this year's parade to be bigger than ever, and they are excited to hold the event. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Tuesday, May 4th. I'm Nathan Tollier. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.